Good morning. Welcome to our Tuesday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I am a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. We're talking and praying this week about a life of sharing and how God sets the example by sharing with us through His Word, through His Son Jesus, through His Spirit, and through one another. And looking at an overarching verse for the week that asks the question, what do you have that you have not first received? And if you've received it, why do you act like you haven't? And sometimes we get into a trap of believing that everything that we have is of our own doing. And we discount the work of God that created the energy in our life, that created the wisdom in our mind, that created the work that we do. And when we begin to understand how God has gifted us and given us access to His treasures, we ought to be more willing to share with what He's given. And so each weekday morning, we're talking and praying about a different aspect of sharing. Yesterday, we talked and prayed about sharing with those in need and began to at least hint at today's topic of sharing what you have. That's the great part of God's instructions on sharing, is there isn't an expectation to share what you don't have. We're not judged by God on being unable to give $1 million to a specific cause if we don't have $1 million. You give what you have. And as Paul would write to the churches in the New Testament and talk about giving, he would talk about proportional giving. That everyone had something to give, and they would give in proportion to their income, to their balance sheet, to what they had. The principle of a tithe, of a 10% giving, was established by God throughout the Old Testament, was encouraged by Jesus, was shown as an example through the New Testament. And for that to take place, we gaze into our life and do inventory. Luke 3, verse 11, says, "The man," John answered, "The man with two tunics should share with him who has none, and the one who has food should do the same." People had come out to see John the Baptist. He was gaining great fame, preaching a message of repentance, baptizing people with a baptism of repentance. And they would come out and says, what is it we should do? And part of those instructions was to share what you have. He said, if you have two tunics, then share with someone that doesn't have one. There's one man in Scripture Jesus told to sell everything that he had and give it to the poor. But generally the instructions on sharing has to do with you having some and you giving some. You have two, you only need one. And so share with someone that doesn't have any. Not share with someone that also has two. It's not a sharing that is designed to gain us recognition or favor with anyone. It's designed, as we talked about yesterday, to help meet a need. And he says the same with food. If you have two servings of food? Give one serving to the person that doesn't have any. Here in America, we tend to like to eat two or three servings of food. I was laughing with somebody this past week about ice cream containers. You buy a container of ice cream, and on the label on it, it'll say this container has 20 servings. And it says, what? It might be two servings, but on a good day, it might only be one. You see, we tend to like to eat more than we need to. And we share what we have requires us to do an inventory from time to time. We do an inventory of the stuff that we have. You know, our bank accounts, our possessions, our closets, our garage. We also do an inventory of our time. Sometimes the greatest thing that we can share with someone is an hour of our time, and we tell ourselves, I don't have it. And then we take account. How have I spent the last 24 hours? Was there an hour within that that could have been shared with somebody, but I wasted it? And I know for myself, I could say in most days, yes. There would have been an hour that I could have spent with someone, and I didn't. Now granted, we need time for ourselves, time for us and God, time for our family. Jesus set the example with all of those. He would spend time with the crowds. He would give of himself freely, and yet there were moments where he would withdraw to a lonely or deserted place. He would say, enough of that. And so there are appropriate boundaries that need set with the help of God's Word, with the help of His Spirit, with the help of wise counsel, but we share what we have. One of my favorite stories, as God approaches Moses and calls for him to lead the people of Israel out of bondage, to be God's spokesman to Pharaoh, Moses is filled with excuses and why he can't. And God asks a simple question, what do you have in your hand? Moses says, it's just a staff. It's my stick that I use to guide the sheep. It's not really anything. And by the end of this encounter between Moses and God, it tells us that Moses, as he left that region of the burning bush and headed back to Egypt, that he left with the staff of God in his hand. It was no longer just a stick. God took what he had and used it in a great way. When we diminish what we have and fail to give it to God for His use, it will always remain small. But the old song says, little is much when God is in it. What do you have today that you can share with someone else? Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love has given us your great and precious promises. We've talked about that last week. But it's also given us resources that, well, we confess we often use selfishly. Well, we don't even acknowledge that we have them. And so, God, it's my prayer today that you would help each of us examine what it is we have. not just examine what we have, but acknowledge where it came from. You. And God, help us today to pay attention to how what we have can help someone else if we're willing to share. Those things that we have more than we need. Those things that we may not have more than we need, but we have more than they have. And God, help us to share not just with our stuff, but with our time, with our wisdom that comes from you, with our abilities. May we notice your hand in the midst of all that we have. And Father, especially in those small things that we undervalue, lead us to a position where we go about life with the car of the Lord in our possession. With the bicycle of the Lord in our possession. With the loaf of bread of the Lord in our possession. With the things that we have being recognized by us as your things. And God, as we begin to recognize your things, may we see you do great and mighty works as we learn to share. And Father, whether that sharing is a pair of boots, whether that sharing is a hamburger, whether that sharing is advice, whether that sharing is just sitting and listening for half an hour, may you multiply what we have as we acknowledge that it came from you to begin with. And may you do a great work as we share what we have in the name of Jesus, as we lift him up so that many would be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Tuesday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.